So after birth, there's so many things that happen to your body that moms don't talk about. Like, it's more than just postpartum. Our bodies change, and we gotta talk about it. We have to talk about it. So we know, or some mothers who have never had children, if you're pregnant, I'm gonna put this out there. You can bleed up to 6 weeks after birth, and it's not your period. Your body's shedding blood. Some women bleed for much less, but if you have an expectation of 6 weeks, then you know. And that's typically when you go and see your doctor. Anyways, I bled for 6 weeks, and you see your doctor afterwards. You know, they check up to make sure everything is okay down there. Like, shivers is another thing that women don't talk about. That shivers while you're going through labor, or shivers after you've gotten an epidural, or shivers after you've given birth. Like, that's your body shaking. It not every woman, and a lot of times women who have experienced it, they start freaking out because they think something is wrong because nobody tells them about these things. Breast enlargement, now that happens through pregnancy. Like, your breasts become either very sensitive, they get a lot bigger. Some women don't experience a big difference in their breast sizing, but that does happen. And just because your breasts become a certain size does not mean that is an indication of how much milk you're going to supply as well. You can have a little increase in your breast and have an oversupply of milk, or you can have a large increase in your breast size and have a lower supply of breast milk. Now, I'm going to plug this. If you're having any issues with milk supply while breastfeeding, or you don't know how to ensure that you have enough milk, you're pregnant now, you want to make sure that you have enough milk for a baby, reach out to me. I will give you the tools, tips to ensure that you are set off at in the right place, or to help rectify what has already happened. If you're not breastfeeding and your baby's a couple months old and you want to breastfeed, you can relactate. It will take work. Reach out to me if you need any of assistance for any of this. Head over to tenlaywithadash.com. So 10lay, TENN-LAI.com. Head over to my page, or just click on the link there and book a one-on-one consultation with me. And I will help you to ensure that you are successful at what you do. It's gonna take work, but your baby's worth it. Anywho, let's get back to topic. You are going to experience a swollen vagina, bruised vagina. Think of if you've given birth vaginally. And if you had a C-section, your stomach muscles are going to be very sore. You're not going to be able to do certain activities. There's so many things that happen. I know mothers in previous days, they used to get stapled, and sometimes those, and I don't know if they're doing that now anymore. I think they are dissolvable stitches and staples. I'm not sure, depending on the country that you're in as well. But infections come with that too. Sometimes, not all the time, but it's knowing that these things are possible and how to manage through them. Like, giving birth to a baby takes a lot out of our bodies. And I don't think that we really put that into perspective. We beat up on ourselves to say we haven't lost the weight that we wanted to lose. Some of us have actually lost weight during pregnancy and hope to put back on the weight after pregnancy. And it's not easy. Like, it's vice versa. Vice versa? Yeah, that's how you say it. But yeah, like, you lose, especially after giving birth, if you are breastfeeding, you lose weight like this. If you're not breastfeeding, yes, you will lose your, like, the water weight, all of that, but it will be a slower transition to getting back. And I hate saying this, because you'll never get back the body that you had before. Never. You can either have a better body that you had before, but your body will never ever be the same. Think about what your body went through. If we get this mentality out of our heads that we want to get back what we had, that means that you never had a baby. You had a baby. You can get into better shape, but certain things of your body will never be the same. You may have stretch marks. You may not have stretch marks. You may have bigger hips. You may have a bigger bum, or you may not have that. You may have bigger breasts. Like, you'll never be exactly the same. Things may get better, may be a little bit more voluptuous. Things may be a little bit more slimmer, but you'll never be exactly the same, right? You may have marks on your bodies. All different kind of things will happen. But even in regards to weight loss, like, after you have a baby, your stomach, you want your stomach to get back to the abs the next day. That's not realistic. You may get back your abs, right? I'm trying to work on getting abs I never had in the first place. But what also happens when your uterus is shrinking back to or shrinking down in size, you will feel cramping. You may feel pain. It may feel like period cramps. It may even feel like gas bubbles. That's what it felt like for me. It felt like gas bubbles that were really intense gas bubbles as my uterus continued to shrink. And that starts happening within hours after giving birth. And in the hospital, they come and they check to make sure uterus is in place, so they're pushing down. And for me, I was a little scared because I'm like, oh my gosh, you're pushing too far down. Is that gonna hurt? Is that gonna hurt? You just had a baby come out of your stomach. You don't know how big this thing is. You don't know what it looks like inside. Are they gonna push her on the wrong thing? All these things were running through my mind. I'm sure will run through yours if you're a pregnant mom, or has run through yours if you already had a baby. And even with that, think about your skin as well. Your skin stretched to house that baby. It may look saggy. Some women, even though it sags within a couple days or a couple weeks, they do get, their skin does come back, while there are other women who for many years still have that saggy skin. But just be patient with yourself and know that you created this human being. Don't beat up on yourself. Anywho, back. You will be emotional. Can I just say that again? You will be emotional. If you've had a traumatic birth experience, you will be emotional. If you didn't have a traumatic birth experience, you will be emotional. Your hormones, when you're on your period, your hormones, you know, cause you to feel certain ways, right? When you're pregnant, your hormones cause you to feel certain ways. After you've given birth, your hormones will cause you to feel certain ways. It's the same thing. Your body is going through a transition. If you're choosing to breastfeed, your hormones will go through certain things. Now, even in regards to breastfeeding, one thing I gotta tell you is your milk ducts start all the way up here and then in your armpits. Okay, so breastfeeding as well. You will sweat. Even if you're not breastfeeding, another thing that happens after giving birth is you sweat. Some women have night sweats. I don't personally remember having night sweats. I know my sweat was mainly when I was breastfeeding or practicing or learning how to breastfeed with the challenges that I had. I was like dripping sweat from my armpits. I mean, like dripping onto the baby, but I understood that it's a part of your body as it transitions from housing a baby for 9 months to now trying to balance everything that's going on. Pooing! Pooing! Pooing is difficult. So I know if you had a C-section, one thing, I don't know if it's in every country, but here in Canada, nowadays, they do not release you until you can actually poo, because it's your abdominals, right? You got to make sure abdominals are working. Now, I had a vaginal, so it was very difficult because of, it's in here too, me tearing from front to back. Those who know my story, if you don't, head over to my postpartum video and I talk a little bit about it in there. I was so scared to poo. Because I got stitches down there. Like, how am I gonna poo? And then your abdominals, trying to work that again for pushing a baby out of your vagina. It's scary, but you gotta poo. Your first poo is not easy. Hemorrhoids. Even within the third trimester, your body experienced hemorrhoids. Some women, not all women, and that's even a little bit difficult to deal with because you're wiping, you're feeling this thing. Sometimes it bleeds. It's uncomfortable to sit. Hemorrhoids. And if you're not pregnant and you're not a woman and you're a man, you understand what hemorrhoids are as well. They're not fun to deal with. But I know there's so many other normal things that happens to a woman's body that we don't talk about that I think women need to understand. So women coming up can see these things and say, I heard about this. This is normal. I'm not going to freak out, right? Mind you, there are also other things like hemorrhaging and stuff like that that happen that you do need medical attention for. So if you're experiencing something and you have a midwife or an OB or your doctor, give them a call. If I don't know about other countries, but in Canada and I believe also in the US, they have apps that you can actually go on and schedule an appointment with a doctor within minutes. Talk to somebody and they can help you. Again, I'm not sure in the States, but at least here in Canada, it's free. You can have a conversation with a doctor because you're concerned about something, but don't always count on Google, because Google will tell you things to freak you out or tell you things to make you feel calm, but it's not always something that you should just brush off. It's things that you have to keep as a concern. So thanks for tuning in, mamas. Hopefully this is helpful. Bye now.